It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
How will the Cubs do in Houston this weekend? Will Kyle Tucker make his old team regret trading him? Which starter will have the best outing? Cade Horton, that's tonight. Colin Ray on Saturday. Or Jameson Taillon on Sunday. Will the Sox get a game off of the Giants? So a little Cubs and Sox combo here.
Start with the Cubs. I think Jameson Taillon on Sunday against Framber Valdez is the most intriguing matchup because you got two veterans that will be going against each other, and Jameson Taillon needs a strong outing after last time, and he tends to recover well and rebound. So I think that will be something the Cubs can actually look forward to, and I think they may get one tonight. I like Cade Horton on the mound. You know that, and that's a huge surprise there. But if he can give them a Shota-like effort and five strong, five and dive, that's good. That's fine with me. I don't have a ton of confidence in Colin Ray on Saturday. It doesn't always come down to the starting pitcher, but it certainly is a good indicator. So I think that the Cubs can actually win 2 out of 3. They are playing the last two games the way that you expect them to play. This is a very good team. It's one of the best teams in the National League and one of the best teams in the Major League. So they should show the Houston Astros, who also qualify as a divisional playoff type of team. This is a good matchup down in Houston. I think the Cubs can win 2 out of 3. Wouldn't be shocked at all if we're talking about that on Monday morning. As for the Sox and the Giants, tougher sledding. You mentioned Verlander. He's 0-5. How did that happen? He pitches Sunday. Robbie Ray pitches tomorrow.
He's 57 years old.
I know, that's probably a big part of it. Yeah. He gets. Yeah. That's why he's pitching on Sunday. So, I think the Sox will win 1-3.
I don't have a whole lot of faith, unfortunately, in the Cubs this weekend. It's a tough place to play. The Astros are very good at home. Framber Valdez is very good. I would love to see Jameson Taillon bounce back. I'm really curious. Tommy Hotovy told you guys in the audience yesterday that they have been working on it. They noticed something. They are working on something to avoid the long ball that has plagued Jameson Taillon. I think the Cubs win the game tonight. If they don't win the game tonight, I expect you guys will be talking about the Cubs getting swept down in H-Town. And then I do think the White Sox will win at least one. I don't expect them to get swept.
You think the
He thinks the Cubs don't if they win, don't tonight, win tonight, they'll get swept.
They're going to get swept.
That's unfortunately.
So tonight is tonight's the only chance?
Well, that actually, that's in keeping with the way that both of you, frankly, have talked about the Cubs. You both like Cade Horton,
And everyone has turned on Colin Ray. Well, he's kind of turned on you. But Jameson Taillon, I was surprised at how much kind of abuse he got for his outing, just because, as you said earlier, David, he does bounce back pretty mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. So I think they can win this series. I'll go with 1 out of 3. So we've got all of us with different predictions from the series. So that'll be fun. I hope you're right, David. I don't think anyone's going to pick them to win all three, but I hope they win 2 of the 3, because that would be great if they went 4 and 3 for the 7-game trip.
And right? I would love for Kyle Tucker to like go deep twice.
Oh, yeah.
And then show some emotion rounding the bases. That would be great to do something that shows. He's very even. Keeled.
Who gets the video tribute tonight, or do they do two? Does Tucker and Presley get it tonight? Do they split that up? Who's has played first?
Are they going to do that?
They might do it for Tucker. I don't know that they're doing it for Presley.
Presley was there a long time.
Then maybe they do it for Presley just to tell Tucker, and then Tucker would go off on him. So I think they got to be careful.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting question. If they're going to prioritize one over the other, I don't think they would do that.
Would it also be interesting to do like a little prop bet or keep an eye on, like total bases, Paredes versus Tucker?
That's a good one.
Oh, that's a good
prop bet. Because Paredes has been pretty solid for them.
I'll take Tucker.
I'll take Tucker.
And it's something to keep an eye on anyway, right?
How about Cam Smith?
I hope he doesn't hit a home run.
Here's a good one.
I'll take Paredes.
Cam Smith versus Matt Shaw.
Right, there you go.
Kyle Tucker versus Paredes. And the Cubs probably should win both of those. Matt Shaw needs to start hitting. What is the answer to the question that you don't want to ask, which is, what happens if Matt Shaw continues down this road offensively? What do you do in July? Is he...
Trade for a third baseman.
Well, that may be the reality. Is he meeting Ben Brown in Iowa for drinks or coffee or brunch?
Wow.
Or does he stick around as a defensive replacement?
I don't think you can keep him around as a defensive replacement.
I'd rather have him than Brujan.
But if he needs at-bats, Dustin.
He needs at-bats.
But I think he's on the playoff roster, if that helps.
Later on.
I hope he rediscovers whatever's been lacking the last couple of weeks. But I don't want to just be here because I like him, ignore the fact that he's not been good offensively.
Send him to Arizona so we can get on that Colson.
That's a Sox thing, not a Cub thing. And that, you only do that with players who are in the minors, not somebody who's contributing to a division winner. So Matt Shaw, just get going. And I think this is a good weekend to spur him. Matt Shaw versus Cam Smith, who has a better weekend. Kyle Tucker versus Paredes. I think that's an easier one.
Yeah, I think Kyle Tucker is going to get the best of that. I think Kyle Tucker, you know, quiet guy, deadly. I think he's waiting for this one. Let's hope so. Anyway, he had this circled on his calendar. That's the dream. Mully and Haw, 312-644-6767 at Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!